spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Good morning and welcome to Community Connection on Star 94.5. I'm Monica May, and if you remember back in May this year, we told you that Valencia was making way for a new campus downtown, a part of the creative village that Mayor Dyer told us about a long time ago. Well, it's already begun building and classes are set to start in the fall of 2019. Now, the executive dean of the new campus is here with us this morning. Dr. Eugene Jones is a native Floridian, and we met recently at a YMCA fundraiser, and as I read over his bio, I was pleasantly intrigued, not only the fact that he's got more than 20 years of experience in higher education, but a lot of that time spent in both academic and student affairs. But what intrigues me and touched me was that community outreach, and all of which he's going to tell us about this morning. But I got to tell you, Dr. Jones, I was really, really, really looking forward to somebody who could make that connection. It's not easily always done. So good morning.
Good morning to you.
I was so excited when Dr. Felicia told me that you were coming on board. And as I began to read up on you, I said, wow, he's got it. Let's just talk. Being sure. A native Floridian, yeah. It's good to be back home, huh?
Yes. Well, all of my professional career has been here in Florida. I did go out of state for 2 years to Jackson State University up in Jackson, Mississippi, at HBCU. And then from there, transferred to the University of Florida. Once I got back to Gainesville, I had a job at Santa Fe College. Was there for a number of years. And then from Santa Fe, went to the other colleges that you saw my bio. So all of Florida. All of my professional career in Florida.
So what part of Florida are you actually from? Where's home?
Sure. Home is Lee County, Fort Myers, Florida.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
so
right.
I went
so
to
South
high school
Florida.
There. Yeah.
Now, did you always know that academia was going to be your field?
To some degree, it kind of happened earlier than I thought. Both my parents were in the public school system. My dad was an assistant principal, and mom was a librarian. So academics kind of in my background, my blood. But I always thought that I would go out and do a business career first, and then later in years, come back and teach or something like that. But it ended up being academics from the start.
That's not a bad thing, because I got to tell you, we need role models who are African-American, but we need strong people who do have that business background, but a penchant for the people that they're serving. And not only African-Americans, I'm saying a person who can get out and rub elbows and knows how to approach the community.
Absolutely. You know, growing up in my neighborhood in Fort Myers, my parents were very active in the community, my sisters and her husband, all that. So that became a natural part. Also being brought up in the church, you know, you have a lot of outreach activity that you do through the church. So it's something I never gave a second thought to. I thought it was a natural part of giving.
It is. But everybody doesn't always retain that, is what I'm saying. When we think about all that Valencia and that connection with UCF has to offer, that's bringing in a lot of change into that downtown area. Let's talk about that, because ground has already begun breaking. What can we expect?
Well, you mentioned change, and this certainly is a paradigm shift. It is a huge change, but I think change for the positive, because there's so many opportunities that are going to be available. So one is the location. You know, being at that sweet spot is what I like to call it, of being right next to the community, also right next to the business community. You have Orange County Public School Administration right there. You have the ACE school right across the street. So you really are at a nexus of a lot of different, the intersection of a lot of different forces that I think is going to allow Valencia really to be at that hub that allow us to reach out and make those connections, not only for the community to the business, but from Valencia back to the school system. So what I anticipate is that we will be that active change agent, that catalyst, if you will, along with our partners, the University of Central Florida, that not only for that straight educational path, but also for that short-term education, you know, for maybe older adults who want to get some education. And of course, a lot of conversation has gone into that seamless from pre-K-2 all the way through graduate school. And that actually is true. I know some people say, now, is that really going to happen? Absolutely. Absolutely. A young person will be able to go all the way from the A school to Jones High School, hopefully coming to Valencia, from Valencia to the University of Central Florida, from there to graduate school, all right in that central area. And that proximity, you know, to say that, you know, education and opportunities right down the street from me, who knows the multiplier that that's going to have 5-10 years down the road.
Absolutely. There is something in your bio about a partnership that you led with Citrix, and it's a multinational software company, and you helped redesign the technology curriculum, the pathway from sixth grade through an associate's in science. So let's talk about that, because you're no stranger to any of this. It's not like you got to learn and go. No, you've done it already.
Yes, that was a great opportunity that happened while I was at Broward College. The opportunity there is that the corporation Citrix was interested in how do we ensure that we have a good, strong pipeline.
That workforce.
Programmers. Exactly. The workforce ready, coming to us, that's ready to go into these different fields, these different endeavors. What they wanted to do is make a more meaningful connection to the school system. You know, their international headquarters is in the Fort Lauderdale area. So they reached out to our college president at the time when I was at Broward College, and he in turn reached out to leadership at the college and say, well, how can we actually do this? And so what became of that is a task force that I was fortunate enough to be a part of and be one of the leaders of, that talked about, well, let's sit down, let's lay it all out on the table. What is a student learning starting in sixth grade? What are they learning in high school? What do we offer at Broward College? And of course, what does the employer need? So with a collaboration, again, with the school system, with our educational partners, the faculty and staff at Broward College, and then, of course, with Citrix, we were able to identify what are the entry-level skill sets, not of an okay employee, but of what of a great employee would be.
Yes, yes.
And then back that up. If you begin with the end in mind, and then back it up. So if I need to know this day one, what do I need to know as a graduate of Broward College at that time? If I need to know that as a graduate, what would help me day one as a student of Broward College? And if that's the case, then what do I need to know as a high school senior? And so on and so forth, all down the line. So it was a great collaboration, a lot of meetings. You can't get those kind of results unless you sit down and have the conversations.
Yes.
And you got to have it not with the administrators, you got to have it with the faculty. What's actually happening in the classroom? And that's what we did. And we were able to map that out, and it was a great success.
Did you get students involved in the planning of that whole project? Because that might be an additional piece, too, because students will let you know some of the things that they're looking forward to, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I was there for the launch of it, and I'm sure by now it's gone through several iterations. But part of that was to talk to students about what excites you now about your curriculum and what, you know, would you like to see more. And one of the things that came out of those discussions is that they wanted earlier and earlier contact with industry in a meaningful way, not just someone coming by and doing a 30-minute presentation and then leaving, but something that they can actually build a rapport with that person and get more of a knowledge about, you know, what actually happens on the job. And so with that, we did a design, what we would call it Skyping now, VTELs into where a programmer or a system analyst or someone, you know, design team person could actually come in, talk to the class about what's going on, you know, this week. And then how do we approach that? You know, what does it actually mean to say that you're going to change the interface of some particular software program, or you got to go in the back end and redesign the database fields? And, you know, how does that actually end up happening? So that was something that we built in that the students said that they, you know, they would like to have, you know, from the textbook to what actually happens in the,
yes,
in the actual development of how do you make that connection?
The curriculum that we're looking at the downtown campus, yes, will that be different than what we can expect from our west and our east side locations? Is it more? Is it less? Yeah. Is it different?
Yeah. Well, one of the hallmarks certainly is going to be innovation.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're going to be looking at is that, well, let me start off by saying Valencia already does a world-class job in education. You and our listeners know that Valencia is in either the top 10 or top 5 in so many categories, such as graduation rate of people of color, and on down the line. But what we have in this opportunity is to have a deeper, richer experience for the students. And what I mean by that is that you have so many resources around you that we're incorporating or we're planning on incorporating in the curriculum. For example, if we were in a class, in an economics class, and in the economics class, if we're having a discussion about how does city finances work and what are the tugs and the pools and things like that that happen in that. Well, now we can actually have someone from City Hall come down and have a conversation. Or we could go to these city finance debates that are happening in City Hall. If you're talking about software, an example that I gave earlier, but now if you're talking about it, there are several tech companies that were within a couple of miles of the campus. So what we're planning on doing is having this real integration of what is happening in the field, in the workforce, layered into our conversations and layered into our lectures. So that's one way it'll be different. Again, that's that innovation. We also will have this opportunity to have a much richer collaboration with our UCF partner faculty. Again, we have a great relationship with our Direct Connect already. But, you know, the dynamics change when you have a faculty member that's right down the hallway.
Sure.
Rather than being across town. So you have these organic, these natural conversations about how could we do something differently in this particular discipline or this particular class, and what might you change on your level as these students are passed off to me. Another way that things will be raised to a higher level is the use of technology. This will be a mobile-first campus, which means, first of all, the Wi-Fi signal throughout the entire campus and out on the green area is going to be, you know, very, very good. But we're designing the classrooms, we're designing the learning environments where we're expecting students to come with their mobile devices, with their phones. And we're designing an infrastructure where in a classroom, if a student had an interesting article or had something that they wanted to show from their phone or their mobile device, could take over the presentation screen so that all the other students could see. All of the classrooms have multiple displays so that you could have these smaller peer groups inside. The idea that technology is a leading factor, the idea that student collaboration is going to be heavy, is another way that we're planning on innovating. So it'll be different in a good sense that we're going to be the prototype for a lot of things that we can then bring back to West or to East or Osceola, having had a chance to deploy it and test it out and make sure it works downtown. Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, Dr. Eugene Jones is our executive dean at the new campus for Valencia College. And we've got general ed courses there, digital media, culinary, and hospitality. My goodness, you know, we've already got the edge on that in the state of Florida right here with Disney and Universal. So this is going to be really good because you'll get a chance to expand on that. There's so much more to culinary and hospitality, health information, technology, the certificates. You mentioned that for older adults who do want to do, I don't want another degree. I don't need another degree. But there were some certificates that popped out at me. So you will see me on this campus as soon as you guys do open up your doors. Accelerated skills training. Yes. Tell me a little bit about that. The accelerated skills training. What are we talking about with that?
So the college already offers that program in a very fleshed out, robust manner in the Ponciana and the Osceola campuses. And what we're talking about with accelerated skills, we're talking about skills such as construction skills. We're talking about things such as welding. We're talking about heavy vehicle maintenance and driving. And what we are looking at doing downtown, and matter of fact, we're having some discussions now about when we can launch a construction pilot program here in this downtown footprint. So someone coming out of that program, which is about 8 weeks, would be ready for a entry-level job on a construction site. There are several certifications that come with that particular skill set. So when we say entry-level, we're not talking about day laborer. We're not talking about someone that, you know, would just get a temporary job and pay as you go. We're talking about someone that's already coming in with several industry certifications, already has some real-world experience because the 8 weeks actually is very hands-on. So this person will be ready to progress. They're not coming to that first rung of the ladder and staying. They're ready to actually start moving up. And we're having conversations about how do we expand that, because there's so many other fields that we could do, but we want to make sure we get this one right, and then we'll start layering on different certifications as we go.
I don't know who you have in mind for that, but I certainly want to introduce you to a dear friend of mine that I think would probably fit the blend that you may be looking for. So I'm just going to pitch his name out there to you when we're done.
Okay.
And just see, I don't know, you may have somebody else already in mind, but I got somebody really, really good. Interestingly enough, there's going to be student housing.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I did not know that. We're talking about what's getting ready to happen downtown. Valencia is doing some big things in our community. So 15-story building with 600 beds?
Yes, yes, yes. So that, we have two main buildings, if you will. There'll be several buildings that are coming out of the ground at the same time, but let's talk about those two. One is the academic, the Dr. Phyllis Academic Commons. But the building that you just mentioned, we haven't got an official name for it yet, but that will be built by a private developer. And then we will be taking over the operations along with UCF. And that actually is a multi-use building. So on the first two floors of that building, you have all of our student services, you know, records, mm-hmm. admissions, registration, student advising, all those types of things. Then you have an athletic type facility that it okay. will be managed by UCF, workout rooms and weights mm-hmm. and things like that. And then you're going to have on floors 3, 4, and 5, which will be our Walt Disney World School of Hospitality and Culinary. And that is going to be fantastic. That's state-of-the-art kitchens. Disney is working with us in the design of what should that space look like, what type of equipment should be in there to make sure that it's going to be a world-class facility. And then above that, you're going to have 6 floors of housing. And you're absolutely right. So it's about 600, 625. You know, the number changes a little bit as we finally put in air conditioning units and things like mm-hmm. that. You might have to shift some things around. And of that 600 or so, 200 or so beds will be reserved for Valencia students. And that, you're right, that's a game changer also.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Now we're going to have housing for our students. And then, again, to think about students now will be able to live and play, if you will, or have their recreation and study all in that
it's a
downtown
village.
Footprint.
It becomes a village.
It does.
Yeah, a good village. Now, we're talking this morning about classes beginning in 2019. Mm-hmm. Just imagine, just 2 years from now, we will have a new college campus downtown Orlando. We never thought that the university, when you have FAMU School of Law downtown, and you do have some things, UCF has a small footprint downtown mm-hmm. as well. But this is so good to have Valencia just springing up, doing big things, as we've been saying. And it's already begun. We have a new elementary school there, so you'll have an opportunity Absolutely. To really get in there and implement some of the younger training mm-hmm. that we're looking to do. When you grow up, as we have, you don't always know if college is on your horizon. Mm-hmm. In many instances, it's not talked about. You came from a family of educators. Mm-hmm. I, on the other hand, didn't. So school mm-hmm. was not a very big thing. It was what I knew about to be my next step, but how to get there, wasn't really sure about that. Mm-hmm. Today, things are a lot different. Kids at a younger age, when you ask them, do you plan on going to college? They'll say yes. I didn't have that. So it's good that this will be able to be implemented at an early age. Kids from the inner city and just surrounding areas will be excited because it's right in their background.
Absolutely. So one, the physical presence, you know.
The physical presence in their backyard.
In their backyard, you can't ignore. But the other thing is that we're going to be very intentional. We, mm-hmm. being Valencia, very intentional in our integration into a school. So we're planning on doing things such as having students work with teachers in the actual classroom, ramping up our mentorship program
Good
with
deal.
The students that are over there. Also having academic examples. And what I mean by that is maybe having students or a professor come in and maybe they are going to do the 20 or 30 minute lecture on fractions today. And then maybe some days we're bringing the students actually onto the campus, because sometimes you can still see something across the street, but if you don't feel I'm really supposed to be there, you still have that hesitation. That won't be the case here.
That's good.
Because we're going to be bringing them over.
That's good.
And actually let them sit in a college classroom and let them experience what it's like, I mean, from second, third, fourth grade. So your point is very well taken. That if you don't have that constant
that nudge,
environment,
that nudge, yeah.
But these students won't, they can't avoid it.
Mm-hmm,
because
it's
we're
right
going
there.
To, we're going to be there and we're going to be inviting them over. We're going to be coming over there. And every child will think that, well, not only is college a possibility, but I know how to go to college. Mm-hmm. I know about financial aid. I know about how to apply. And what we think is really going to be important is that they'll have a personal connection. They'll be able to say, well, I know Mr. So-and-so mm-hmm. or Mrs. So-and-so who teaches math. So it becomes a reality because you actually know someone that you made a connection with years ago. And so hopefully that the thought about going to college, not only will that, you know, go away, of course I'm going to college, but by the time I'm in 10th grade, I already know the pathway and I already know where I'm going.
Right. And that's the vision that is so necessary. We're in the South. Mm-hmm. Ta-da. We all know that. But just the likelihood of a project like this happening is not your everyday norm.
No.
So the fact that this is happening in Orlando, I just really hope that people who live here realize what's about to happen. This is huge. And so when I met Dr. Jones a couple of weeks ago, I really wanted him to come on so we could hear his vision. I can tell it to you from paper, but just the experience of hearing Dr. Eugene just point it out for you. And this is step by step by step. And just you get to hear what I felt. And that is, this is a real person who has real ideas and who has more than 20 years of experience in the business arena, but also in our community. You designed and co-chaired a program that had 200 families mm-hmm. given free computers, training, and internet service in Alachua County.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
So that came out from working with our local legislators who had some funds that they wanted to make an impact into Alachua County, which was their service district at the time. And so they approached Santa Fe. And at the time when I was at Santa Fe, I was co-chair of something called the East Gainesville Initiative, which was an initiative that was formed by the president, whose sole purpose was how do we make an impact on the community in East Gainesville in a meaningful way. And East Gainesville is a community that has a lot of the similar demographics of what we're trying to pack down in downtown Orlando in the Paramore area. So I have been working with that organization and, again, a co-chair for many years. So when this opportunity came about, myself and my other co-chair was Dr. Karen Cole Smith. He said, "We know, what is the most meaningful way to make an impact?" Of course, both of us being educators felt that education was going to be, you know, the
key.
Key to do mm-hmm. that. But how do you make that in a ongoing kind of a legacy fashion? And if there is a way, how do you impact more than just the student, but can you impact the family also? So with all those discussions, we came up with, well, the digital divide is still very real, and let's see if we can attack that. So with that, we got about the business of trying to form this partnership. We had some funds, again, from the legislature, but we didn't have enough funds just to go out and, you know, you just buy all these yeah. computers. We had to work with a large computer corporation and a lot of conversations back and forth, telling them our mission and our what our vision was. And we got some great discounts on the computers. And then we actually had to say, well, having the computer is not good enough, because the digital divide now is not so much a device, because everybody has a phone, mm-hmm. you know, that can do that, but it's access to the internet. How
yeah.
do you get on the internet? So we actually worked with, in Gainesville, Cox Cable,
mm-hmm.
And worked with them, and they were very gracious in giving us some great discounts on for a year of internet. So the total package ended up being a computer, a printer, a year's worth of internet at a very discounted price. We worked and we formed a team that not only brought the computer out and installed it, but we set up classes for the parents to use. So your child has this, and your child is probably getting some instruction at school about how to use a computer. But how do you, mom and dad, you know, mm-hmm. if you have not
it's
grown
so
up
important.
With this technology, you know, how could you use it for looking up jobs, applying? Because I don't think there's too many places you can apply now by paper. Almost every company
yeah.
wants you to go online and apply. So we did those. We did basic word processing, basic spreadsheets. And so we did all of that for a year. So it was an intensive year of providing not only the tool, but then teaching you how to use that tool. And it was that was a wonderful, wonderful project.
Successful, huh?
Yeah, very successful.
Yes.
And we got some recognition for that. But the biggest recognition is to seeing how it changed the families, because mm-hmm. you're giving it to a child who had to be identified to receive it. By the way, in that child, we went through a screening process to make sure that the children who are going to be receiving these computers are kids that are, you know, wanting to learn, you know, that because you only have so many, and that the children are showing some desire to want to have this. So the biggest, to me, the biggest recognition was hearing the parents say, you know, 6 months later, you know, so-and-so is still using a computer. It's really made a difference on how they can turn in their homework. But I also, by the way, learned how to use it, and I was able to either get a job or I've upgraded my own skills on the job that I have, and it was a wonderful project.
See, this is what I'm talking about, taking ideas and making them come alive in a sense where it's not just for a student impact, for a family's impact, a community's impact, and then just think about how that community will impact all of Central Florida. Mm-hmm. See, we're getting things ready for our future, and it's not something that can't be done. It's just that it's not been done in this Orlando community, and I am so grateful that Dr. Eugene Jones is coming in to do that. He's going to be the executive, or he is the executive dean of the downtown campus for Valencia, and you know, I just can't say enough about you, and you will see him in the community. That's his background. That's what he does. He served as the director of My Brother's Keeper at Santa Fe. That's something I wish that we could get to happen right here again. And if you're not familiar with that, that's a program that recruits, retains, and helps men of color get through school. They're making sure to get them graduated and just really get their footing in life so that they can be upstanding citizens. What were you getting ready to say?
No, I was agreeing with you. That was another program that was near and dear to my heart, was working with that. And one of the things that was so special about that program was that we quickly found out that the key to these young men's success wasn't just necessarily academic. All these young men, at some point, if they decided to go to college, you know that they have the desire somewhere. They might not know how to get it focused. They might not know, you know, what are the right tools I need, but I have the desire. I'm here the first day.
Mm-hmm.
So what we found out that a lot of these young men had concerns outside of the classroom. It could be concerns about finances. It could be concerns about, you know, their own personal family life and things like that.
So some of them are dads.
Some of them are dads. Mm-hmm. So a lot of that program was talking about resources and talking about building a network among the young men to help them work through those non-academic issues.
Mm-hmm.
Every college is going to have tutoring services and things like that. So there are academic avenues already in place. And we did teach the young men, okay, you don't graduate from this program, My Brother's Keeper. You graduate from Santa Fe College. So let me teach you about what's at Santa Fe College. Let me teach you about all these resources, and I'm going to make sure you know about them. But what's preventing you sometimes from graduating is all these other stuff you have going on in your life. So we had workshops on relationships.
Mm-hmm.
We had workshops on finances. We had workshops on, you know, early fatherhood, all those types of things. And we instilled in these young men that if you're in this program, it's all free. But you do have one obligation. You have an obligation to each other. And if you're in this program, I'm expecting you to be a brother, a resource, an aid to the other person sitting next to you.
That's right.
And I used to intentionally ask people. So as more and more people come, about midway through a workshop, I would stop and I would say, John, what's the name of that guy sitting to your left?
Mm-hmm. You better know
it. You better know what his name is.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the guy sitting behind you? So teaching young men to rely on each other, let them form their own groups. Then they begin to take classes with each other if their schedule allows, and they begin to perform their own social networks and their own support groups. And if you get that core, then that core reaches two more, and that reaches two more.
Yes.
And so that's how we develop that program.
I would love to see something like that happen here. You got enough on your plate, though.
Listen, I would love to see it, too.
If you got enough time, please do it. You know, it's funny. When conversation is good, I just looked over and I'm like, oh, my gosh, we're out of time already. But 30 minutes goes by fast. But I can guarantee you that Dr. Jones will be back. Dr. Felicia has promised that she will come on board.
Anytime you'll have me.
Yes, please. We need to hear more. The new executive dean of the downtown campus for Valencia College. And telling you, big things are happening in our city, and they have your name stamped on them, sir. And thank you very much. Utilize this radio station however you'd like to, as often as you'd like to. We are here for you because we too are connected to our community. All right.
Thank you so much for allowing me to be here.
All right. Thank you so much for listening to another edition of Community Connection. I'm Monica May. Pastor Reva Timms is next with the Glory of Gospel on Star 94.5.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The
world's best converting checkout.
Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.